And undoubtedly, Zacchaeus felt shame. Isn't it interesting? Jesus, now the time frame on this is really interesting. Jesus enters into Jericho, this town, and it's what we think is it's pre-Passover, just maybe a day or two before the Passover. Time is short. He's actually heading into Jerusalem. The triumphal entry is right around the corner. Jesus is going to die here, but he's stopping in this little town called Jericho, and he meets this crowd. And now, this is just me thinking as I read this through. How did Jesus know Zacchaeus' name? Now, we know that he's omnipotent. He knows all things. But I actually think what actually happened here was the crowd had been telling Jesus about Zacchaeus and giving little side stories about how treacherous he was and how underhanded he was with the community. He was shamed by the crowd. And there's a couple other indications in this text that bear this out if you look carefully. Number one, notice that Zacchaeus himself runs ahead. The verb for run there is important to recognize. Did you know that even in modern day, in the modern day Middle East, it is absolutely not allowed for a wealthy, prominent man to ever run? That's a disgrace and a shameful thing. Another little detail in the text is he climbs up a sycamore fig tree. Did you know that in the modern Middle East, even from Jesus' day all the way to today, that a wealthy, prominent male never climbs a tree? Why? Zacchaeus is filled with a lot of shame. He wants to see Jesus. He just doesn't want to be seen by Jesus. He doesn't want the crowd to see. He doesn't want the crowd to see him. He doesn't mix with the crowd. They hate him. Shame is a lot different than guilt, you see. If I had to give my definitions for shame and guilt, I would put it simply this way. Guilt is, I've done something wrong. It's very clear. I've done something wrong. I'm guilty. Shame is a terrible thing. Shame is, I am bad. In other words, there's no hope, there's no help, there's no way that I can turn it around. It's just a condition of who I am. That's how bad it is for Zacchaeus. Why did no one come to his house? Why was he so isolated? He's filled with these two powerful things that are just as powerful in today's culture and time, guilt and shame. Dear friends, Jesus comes to his house. That crowd wanted him to go to their house in Jericho. They had planned for it. Nope. Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' house. Why? This is maybe the most dramatic action of Jesus in all the Gospels, because Jesus wanted to take on the shame and the guilt of Zacchaeus so that it would have no more power over his life. Well, let's just explain the backstory to get to that, what I just said here, just for a moment. Up to the time of Jesus, there were lots of ways that God had instructed his people to get rid of guilt and shame. And so there's lots of texts in the Old Testament. The power of guilt and shame is something that must be dealt with. And so in one moment, Leviticus chapter 16, if you look it up, there's this system that's set up to handle the guilt and shame in the community. It's called the scapegoat. And this was the plan. The community was to pick a goat, pick that goat out, and then place on that goat, all over the goat, on its belly, on its backside, all the shame and guilt of the community, and then take that goat out to the wilderness and let it sit there and never let it come back into the community. That was the plan, to deal with all the shame and the guilt in the community. Now, how do you think the goat felt about that? Do goats have feelings? They do. Okay. Now, as I read about that in Leviticus chapter 16, You know, that whole system, although that was given by God, a totally true moment, and God gave it to the people. This is just me thinking through this, so don't hold it against, this is just me. But, you know, I almost find that that system is a little silly in this sense. The goat doesn't know the significance of what it's doing, does it? The goat doesn't know the sins that it's paying for. The goat really doesn't know the shame that's built up in the community. The goat, when it's left out in the wilderness, has no clue that it's going to be lost and that it's going to have to die out in the wilderness. The goat is, I know there are fans of goats here, but the goat is just a goat. That's it. But what if a human being did that? What if a human being who knows the guilt and shame that someone is experiencing? What if a human being did know that right around the corner in Jerusalem was death? What if a human being knew that they would be stripped naked and have the humiliation of the entire world on them? What if a person did that? That is what Jesus did for Zacchaeus. Jesus became the scapegoat for Zacchaeus at the end of the story.